AYT. Praising the Lord.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything. Of
your Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God. To take a stand.
Louisianans come from all different walks of life, whether you work in an office or on a farm, love hunting, or enjoy crabbing. It's time we all stepped up and gave COVID the boot. If you're vaccinated, get the booster for maximum protection. If you're not, get vaccinated so you don't get sick or pass the virus on to someone who is vulnerable, like a baby or an older person. So, no matter what you wear on your feet, step up, Louisiana, and let's all give COVID the boot.
Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health and this station.
God will meet your need. Lord, God bless you to all my brothers and sisters out there. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We're just delighted to be able to come to you on this beautiful, beautiful afternoon. In the wonderful world of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thanking and praising God for every good and perfect gift that comes from above. Again, I'm excited because you know what? You and I are on the winning team. That's right. We're on the winning team. And in spite of what's coming up against us on a day-to-day, minute-by-minute, second-by-second basis, it doesn't matter. God still has our best interest at heart. Praise be to God. He's got our best interest at heart. And when you understand that and you realize that, you know what? Not so much as that no weapon formed against us shall not prosper. It just means that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all of them. You need to understand that on today. You see, a lot of times we've misunderstood the gospel of Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what type of dispensation we've digressed into. We've digressed into a dispensation, whereas remember the gospel of Jesus Christ. Remember when he sent them out into the vineyard and he sent them out two by two and he sent them out and he told them to cast out the devils. Good evening, Sister Valerie Dawkins Williams. God bless you, prophetess. God bless you on today. Prophetess Sherry Dale, Prophetess Felicia Lynette Johnson, God bless you. To my beloved sister, I think it's Renee Zion, God bless you. Louise, praising God, God bless you all on today. What has happened is this. Satan has infiltrated the body of Christ, okay? He has infiltrated the body of Christ, and he has somewhat flipped the script. I'll tell you how. Blessings. God bless you, whoever that says. I couldn't see who that is. Prophetess Sherry Dale, God bless you. Satan has infiltrated the mind frame of the body of Christ, and I'll tell you how. I'll tell you why I know he's infiltrated. Because when we go back to the original understanding of what Jesus said concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ, when he sent his disciples out into the vineyard, the first thing that he said was this, stay with me. And if this offends some of y'all, please, I'm not trying to offend you. I'm trying to get us back into proper alignment as to what the scriptures are talking about. Jesus said, you will be hated by all manner of men, watch this, for my name's sake. Y'all need to understand this now. You need to understand how the spirit of the enemy has infiltrated the body of Christ, making us think that we are, the hacker just got on. God bless you, hacker, again. Well, I tell you what, these hackers are something else, but nevertheless, amen, you're still going to get this. I'm going to let you get this. Amen, I'm going to let you get this. The enemy has infiltrated the body of Christ, and the first thing that, you know what, that lets me know I'm doing something. When the hackers have to watch me every day, that's got Satan trembling in his boots. He ain't got but a short time. He understands this. So I'm not going to complain what the hacker is doing. I'm going to rejoice of my Father which is heaven, because he said, great is my reward when I stay committed to the things of Jesus Christ. See, the enemy got you in here boo-hooing. Folks hate us, and folks, they going to get it back. Every tongue that rises up against me, no. Get that out of your system. You doing just what God needs you to do. Because if the enemy got somebody already, he ain't finna mess with them. He already got them. He gonna let them seem like they are prospering. He's gonna make it seem that way. Because in the end, Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and there will be few that find it. But broad, see, when you go from overlooked to overbooked, you done got in the broad way. You ain't heard what I'm saying. Let me snap you out of that spell. Let me snap you out of that hex you in. Let me snap you out of that hypnotic state that you're in. Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And there's going to be few that find it. Not a whole lot. There's going to be few that find it. See, you've been up under this hypnotic spell for so long. And so now the false prophets and the charlatans that are seeking to get in your pockets are saying, you about to go from overlooked to overbooked. Been there. Done that. Name ringing on every corner, emceeing every program, going to churches preaching 4 and 5 times in a Sunday, and God told me, I ain't in that, Townsend. That's just you. Marriage was on the brinks of getting a divorce. Why? Because I was more interested in going from overlooked to overbooked. You better hear what I'm telling you on today. You better hear what I'm telling you on today. You can have everything and still be thirsty. You can have anything you want, fine cars, fine houses, clothes, money in the bank, and still something on the inside is missing. Your spirit man is still thirsty. Amen. That's right. Even hackers need the word. Hackers need the word too. Amen. Because you know what? It's the living water of the word that gives us the power that we need to overcome evil. Watch this. You overcome evil with good. Amen. Amen. See, we're in a dispensation now when somebody do us wrong, the first thing the false prophet wants to do now is speak curses on them. Every tongue that rise up against us, wait a minute, they supposed to rise up against you when you in Christ Jesus. But most likely is the false prophet is saying every tongue that rise up against us nowadays is because they being corrected for the wrong that they doing and they don't want to be corrected. Same way that the scribes and Pharisees spoke out against Jesus when he corrected them. You hear what I'm telling you? Now watch this. Jesus said, rejoice when all manner of evil is spoken against you. But what are we doing today? The mentality of the false prophet today got us crying and boo-hooing and talking about God gonna get them back and God ain't finna do nothing. When we were about our Father's business, he told us in the book of Matthew, watch this is what he said. He said, many of you are going to be thrown in prison. The daughter shall be against the mother. The father shall be against the son. And brother shall betray brother up unto death. That don't sound like going from overlooked to overbooked to me. But the misconception of this word has been misappropriated in such a way until we've deviated from the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's all now about the gospel of the dollar and getting more. And I'm here to tell you, there's nothing wrong with having money, but I'm here to tell you this. When you chase God, you ain't got to chase money. Money will chase you. Let me wake you up. Let me snap out of it. Snap out of that spell. You chase money while you was in the work. Wait. Snap out of that spell. You chase dollars while you was in the work. Wait a minute. Snap out of it. Snap out of that. You chased money in the world. Now God is the source of our supply. And since God is the source of our supply, then does not the scripture say the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not lack? Praise be to God. But now we're boo-hooing because we're saying folks jealous of us. I got news for you. People can be jealous of you. And you know what? That's their hurt. That's to their hurt. I've never seen so much sickness in the body of Christ. This gonna hurt. Watch this. This gonna hurt a little bit, just a little bit. But let me snap you out of it first. So once I snap you out of it, then it won't hurt so bad. Come out of that spell. Listen, I'm not going to pray for God to heal your body, only for it to be reinfected again with sickness and disease. What I'm going to do is pray for the infusion of the Holy Ghost to come on the inside of you and to empower you from the inside out. You better hear what I'm telling you. Because let me share this with you. I hear so many people talking about some of y'all are sick, heart disease. God's gonna heal this. God's going to heal that. No, God can't heal it if you're still eating them greasy fries that's killing you. God can't heal that diabetes if you're still drinking all of that tea loaded with sugar. See, God, prophetess, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to share with God's people because you know what? You've been up under the masquerade for so long. You've been mesmerized for so long and tickled and sugar-coated messages just to make you feel good. But let me tell you something. I'm not going to pray that God heal you from the cancer. I'm going to pray that God infuse you with the Holy Ghost because watch this. The Spirit intercedes for our often infirmities. The Spirit intercedes for our often infirmities. And I'm here to tell you this, and I say this for surety. If you got the Holy Ghost on the inside, sickness cannot stay on the body or in a body where the Holy Ghost is living on the inside. False prophets should be telling you that, but they're not going to tell you because as long as they can keep you subservient to them, as long as they can keep you depending on their prayers as though that their prayers are getting through to heaven, then you're looking to them. But I need you to look to the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost alone. I need you to understand today that it is not the prayers of Bishop Townsend that are healing your body. It's not the prayers of Bishop Townsend that is causing an increase in your finances. It's not the prayers of Bishop Townsend that caused your son to be released from prison or your daughter from prison. It is the grace of the Almighty God that does that. You see how we flip the script and going backwards? Huh? Paul even said that he would much rather suffer in his infirmities. Huh? See, the thing with us is now we become so boo-hoo-minded. Y'all get behind. Listen. We don't need no Jeremiah prophets weeping now. God done gave us everything we need. The only thing we need to weep for are those operating in rebellion. I weep for the prophets that are operating in rebellion. I weep for the apostles that are operating in rebellion. I weep for the bishops and the missionaries and the prophetesses that are operating in rebellion. I weep for them because great is their reward of damnation. Great is their reward because they are misleading, misguided, innocent souls that don't know the word of God. They are misleading them. I weep for them because they have the ability to lead people back in the pathway of righteousness. And I'm here to tell you, Christ ain't divided. Amen. Christ ain't divided. I'm here to tell you, everything I need, God supplies it. You better hear what I'm telling you today. Everything I need, God supplies it. Let me snap you up out of that spell again. Because you think that you got to sow me $111. Let me snap you up out of that spell. You think that you got to sow to me $55. You think that you got to sow me. And you think that some money is attached to the amount of money that you send me. But let me snap you out of that spell. Let me snap you out of that sorcery. Let me snap you out of that so you can understand the reality of God's word. God loves a cheerful giver, not a manipulated one. And when I became a cheerful giver, God began to incorporate the laws of his word. But these are things that you don't want to, they don't want to tell you these things. But I'm here to tell you, you can have houses, you can have land, and I'm going to tell you what, after a while, if you ain't careful, greed will set in. And when greed sets in, you never have enough. You want to go up more and more. You start looking at that. That was a show that used to come on years ago. And I think that it has infiltrated the church now. And I used to watch it. It was this British talking guy. And it was called The Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous. And what they would do in The Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, they would show all the exotic lifestyles in the boats and the yachts that the people had and how that they were living a luxurious life. Find that in the Bible for me, if you will, because I've been looking for it and I need somebody. And I'm not ashamed to say I don't know everything, but show me in the scriptures where God has perpetrated the lifestyles and the rich and the famous for those of us that are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Show
told me that where Jesus said, when you go, take no thought for what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink. Show me in the Bible where it says, amen, that I've got to go to seminary and I've got to go to collegiate colleges so that I can bring a right now word to you. Show me, because Jesus told me, take no thought that when you come before magistrates, take no thought. For when you come before the councils, what you will say, for in that hour, the Holy Ghost will give you what to say. Show me anything else other than that, because I'm still looking for it, and I can't find it. And I'm here to tell you that there are a myriad of people that are still up under this mirage. They're still, see, do you know one thing? When you start to have optical illusions, a man that's been wandering in the desert. See, the desert experience was to teach us something. The desert experience was to get us to understand that even in the bad times of our life, we still got to stay focused on the assignment. A man can get lost in the desert of his life. False prophets know this. They understand this. And when a person gets lost in the wilderness of their life, a man that's been in the desert for a long time and has not had water, do you know what happens? The body starts to go on survival mode. And when the body starts to go on survival mode, this brain will do anything to try to help it survive. You see, that's what happens when you're spiritually thirsty. Your spirit man starts listening to anything that it thinks sound like God. And so what happens is you're on survival mode right now. So any lying prophet that come along, it sounds good to you. Any lying apostle come along, it sounds good, because there's a deficit of your spirit man not having the living waters on the inside. And after you have been in this wilderness for so long, the mind starts perpetrating what's called optical illusions. Listen at me carefully. Optical illusions. People have been known to see oases of water out in the desert because, you know what? They are thirsting for so long. And when this body goes into survival mode, but see, there's a danger in the body going into survival mode, because the mind starts to play tricks on you. You better hear what I'm telling you. After a while, you've been starving for so long, and you hear the eloquent made-up tongue that they got. You began to have optical illusions because you've been void and thirsty of the spirit of the living God. So you hear them. And because you're thirsty, you start to swallow it all up. And it ain't nothing, but now watch this. That man that's been out there in the desert for so long, he thinks he's scooping his hands up into some good cold crystal water and starts to just gulp it down, only to find himself choking to death because his mind has played a trick on him, and he thinks that it's water, but it ain't nothing but sand. You think that it's you think that it's the spirit of God, but it is the spirit of a demon talking, because you're thirsty and you ain't got the rivers of living water on the inside of you. But when you got the spirit of the living water, listen to me carefully, you don't need nobody to hype you up when you got spirit of the living water on the inside. When you got spirit river water on the inside, let me tell you something. This thing springs up. That's why Jesus was trying to get the woman at the well to understand when he said, woman, give me a drink of water. And she said, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. He said, woman, if you knew who it was that was asking you for a drink, you would be asking me for a drink of water. See, we can get so thrown out and looking at the appearance of people, she didn't know that she was looking at God in the flesh, because he didn't have on a fancy robe. He didn't have on the attire of the apostles. He didn't have a big old diamond ruby ring on like the apostles and the teachers and the instructors wear today. He didn't have a clergy collar, so she couldn't recognize him. And many of you are not recognizing the true anointing because you're up under that spell. You're up under that spell. You're still up under that spell. And they've got you hoodwinked and bamboozled. You're going to thirst. Jesus told the woman, if you drink of this water, you're going to thirst again. Ain't it funny? I've been coming on here for 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And I'm still seeing the same regurgitated lies all over and over and over again, over and over again. But see, if you had this living water on the inside, you would understand that, you know what? Everything that God said, I already possess. The heavens and the earth are already at my disposal. Everything that God made, and being that I'm his son and you are his daughter, listen, we have already inherited the righteousness of God. Therefore, why are you chasing a made-up dream that somebody else got for you? Because what God got for us, it varies in different ways. See, that's what happens when you're under the spell. The false prophets of the day got you looking at what everybody else is doing. They got you looking at what they're having. And so what happens is, I too got caught up in that trick, wanting to be like everybody else, the lifestyles and the rich and famous. Listening to Reverend Ike and all of these people like this, and listening to what's his name? Lord have mercy, the guy that used to be up there in the tower, or Oral Roberts. Yeah, I listened to all of those folks, and then the Holy Ghost began to tell me. He said, "Son, that is not my spirit. That is the spirit of filthy lucre that has incorporated itself inside the church." Listen at me. This gonna hurt just a little bit. Money is not seed. This is a lie that the enemy perpetrated a long time ago. And if you don't understand this, that's why Jesus said it this way. He said, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Run down, press over, shaken together, shall men give to your bosom." Why are they going to give to me, Jesus? Because my son, my daughter, you're concerned about the less fortunate. You're reaching out to those that don't have. And that's what God gets great thing in. Watch this. Remember when Jesus was watching the people put their money in the offering? And some of them were dropping $100 bills in there. Some of them were peeling off $1,000, dropping it in there. Some of them were putting $500 in the offering. See, we think now that this charade that man is using now is perpetrating the mind. Let me snap you out of this again and get you from up under this spell, that this hypnotic spell that makes you think that if you sow that $158 that you're going to be blessed. Let me get you out of this spell. Yeah, if you sow that 2022, that you're going to be blessed. But Jesus looked over at the content of the heart, not the abundance of the money that they were putting in. He looked at the contents of the heart, and he looked over at his disciples, and he said, "Hey, yes, master, see them other guys giving?" Kind of reminds me of convocation. Kind of reminds me of, like, even when I was growing up, how they used to manipulate the people during the offering time. But see, when I started reading for myself, and the Holy Ghost said, "I will lead you into all truth and righteousness," when I began to see it for myself, and Jesus said these words to confirm in my spirit, he said, "See those people over there that's giving? You see that one little widow right there? She gave more than everybody." Now, in my little peanut brain, in my mathematical mind, that didn't add up, because in school they taught me 1 + 1 = 2 and 4 + 4 = 8. And yet she put in 2 pence and they putting in 500 and 1,000. So, but the false prophet ain't telling you that. He ain't telling you that your $1,000 offering don't mean nothing. They ain't telling you the truth, because what comes from the heart reaches the heart. And I'm here to tell you, watch this now, watch this. And I can't get away from this. If I got to tell you to give and God's going to bless you, why he ain't blessed me yet? Huh? If I got to tell you that we about to be millionaires and we about to be trillionaires, why haven't I? Snap out of this. Come on up out of this. Get up out of that spell now. Huh? Why ain't I parading around with my $1 million? Snap out of it. You need to understand this. You're drinking, but you're still thirsty. Amen. Some of you been following the same lies for 10, 12 years. Ain't nothing happened yet. You still following that same old lie all these years, and nothing happened yet. What's wrong? Because you're not looking to your shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not lack. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, Satan don't want you to get this word for what it is. Because once you get this word, listen to me carefully. When you get this word, you now have the power to rebuke cancer. Snap out of it. When you get this word, you have the power to rebuke lupus. Snap out of it. Once you get this word and the Holy Ghost down on the inside, You got the power now to speak to your sons and to your daughters. And just like when Jesus told his disciples just before he got ready to be offered up, he said, listen, before we have this supper, I need you to go down the hall. And he said, there's going to be a donkey, a little young colt standing in the way. Your son represents that colt. Your daughter represents that colt. Your marriage represents that little colt standing out there. And if any man asks you, what are you doing? Tell him that the master has use for them. It's time for you to go back to your children and quit running to everybody else and say, pray for me, Pastor. Bishop, pray for me. And go to your children and say, son, the master has use for you. Daughter, the master has use for you. Husband, you an alcoholic, but the master has use for you. It's time for you to come from up under this hypnotic spell right now. Because you've been up under it too long. You've been up under it for too long. And you've not been seeing no results. You've not been understanding that God wants to use you the same way he used me. Come up out of it. He wants to use you the same. Come out of that spell. He wants to use you the same way that he's using me. He wants you to come out of that spell. Come out of that sorcery. Come out of that witchcraft in the name of Jesus. He wants to use you the same way that he uses me. For Jesus said, the works that I do, he didn't say the apostles going to do only. When Jesus sent those disciples out into the vineyard, he gave them power, watch this, over all manner of sickness and disease. We're not denying the disease. We're acknowledging that we have power over the disease. We're not acknowledging that cancer doesn't exist. We're acknowledging that God has given us power over the cancer, power over the lupus. We're not denying the fact that we don't always have money in our pocket, but we're acknowledging the fact that God's got everything we need. If we got to walk down the street and find it, God will have a $20 bill right there, a $50 bill. Whatever you need, God will meet your need. Narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. What's more important to you? A nice, fine house? Cars? All of these rich folks that you see right now got plenty of money. But can I be honest with you? Even some of the well-noted folks that's out there that seem to be successful and well, can I tell you something? They got so much money now until everybody, they ain't got no real friends no more. They got to sleep like this, one eye open and one eye closed. I'm talking about in ministry now. Those people that's got hundreds and millions of dollars, they got to protect their asset. And they got to always wonder who is now trying. See, I got peace of mind at night when I go to sleep. I'm not worried about nobody on my staff stealing hundreds and millions and thousands of dollars. Not worried about that. See, we done took the scriptures and flipped these things all around. And so now the Bible said he will keep them in perfect peace. But these folks ain't got peace. Because when the money starts to dwindle, now they got to come up with another scheme to get more money. They got to come up with another line. I got to sell another book. I got to make another record. I got to make another DVD. But see, where did Jesus tell his children that they had to worry about that? He provides for the lilies of the field. He provides for the animals that are out there. Are we not much more than the sparrow? And yet you're so caught up about, I got to sow this amount of money. Listen, I thank God for every one of you that sowed to Bishop Townsend and that are a blessing to me. And you know what? I thank God that I'm able to sow back into the lives of people right back here on Facebook. I count it a privilege as well as an honor to be able to bless some of those people out there that I've never seen either. But they have been a blessing to me. I thank God. Because you know what? Jesus said it eloquently in the scriptures. Freely you receive and freely you what? It ain't all about receiving. It ain't all about you giving to me. It ain't all about you giving to me. It ain't all about me receiving to you. I got to have a track record where I'm giving back to God's people. I got to have a track record where I'm reaching out to people too. This thing is two-sided. You can find love on a two-way street and lose it on a lonely highway. That's what the enemy has got purpose for you. You can get all of this money and cancer be eating your body up. You can get all this money and heart disease eating your body up because you putting more emphasis on the financial aspect. But give me Jesus more than silver and gold, more than glory and honor. Give me Jesus. Because that Holy Spirit intercedes. Why ain't the prophet telling y'all that? Why ain't the prophet telling y'all that the Holy Ghost make intercession for us? Why ain't the prophets telling y'all this? As a prophet, I need you to know that the Holy Ghost makes intercession for you. And so any sickness and disease, let me tell you, the power of the Holy Ghost is greater than Lou Gehrig's disease. It's, oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. It's greater than autism. Lord, have mercy. It's greater than maniac depressant. It's greater than any type of mental instability that you're going through. And yet, I know there are church folk that have just become weak-kneed, jelly-backed, and swayed with. And then, just you understand, I'm not knocking professionalism. But Jesus is more than professionalism. You need to hear what I'm telling you. Jesus is. So the thing is, where your heart is, that's where your treasure. My heart is in the region. See, the reason why we're losing this generation is because we're lacking regeneration. Let me say that again. Help you snap them up under that spell. The reason why we're losing this generation because the lack of talking about regeneration. Let me snap you out of that spell one more time. The reason why we're losing this generation is because we're not talking enough about the power of regeneration. And once we began to incorporate that back and to let our young men and our daughters know that, listen, you can go out there in the world, but you ain't gonna find happiness out there. You can get your boyfriend and a girlfriend, but you ain't gonna find happiness out there. You can get you all the chicks on the side that you want. You can say, I'm young, and I got to sow my oats and this, that, and the other, but you ain't gonna find happiness. All you're gonna end up as a young man with a burnt-up prostate. As a young woman, you're gonna end up with a burnt-up cervix and won't be able to have children. Let's tell them the truth. Amen. Let's tell our children the truth. Let's tell our young people the truth, that the enemy has it out for them, but yet and still, well, they got time. God was patient with us. Can you not discern the signs of the times? Can you not see that time is running out? Can you not see the signs of the coming of the Lord all around us, and our children don't understand this? Hey, it's time. It's time to get right. It's time to get real. We didn't play church too long. Prophet, you didn't play church a little too long. Bishop, you didn't play church a little too long. Amen. Disciple, you back in sackcloth and ashes and say, Lord, just like Daniel did, Lord, we have sinned. He confessed his sins and he confessed the sins of his nation. It's time for us to confess. There's a saying that go like this. When you mess up, just fess up. When you mess up, just fess up. Old folks used to say it. You need to fess up. Boy, did you break that glass? No, granddad, I didn't break. Look, son, you messed up. You need to fess up. That's what we as a body, we done messed up. We need to fess up. And until we fess up, it's not going to get right. I told you, my marriage was about to go to divorce court. Me and Minister Mildred was at the brink of divorce. We was getting ready to call it off. She was finna go her way, and I was finna go my way. And the Holy Ghost came to me and said, I have invested too much in you to let the devil win like this. And I got in sackcloth and ashes, and I repented before God, and I said, Lord God, Jehovah of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, everything that happened, I take responsibility for it. Lay no discharge to anybody but me. I take responsibility. And Father, please forgive me for not being the father. I allowed demonic activity into our home. I allowed the enemy to whisper in my wife's ear. Because if the husband was with the wife, then Lucifer could not have whispered in Eve's ear. It was my fault that I did not stay to her. When he said, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, you took her from my rib, because we were meant to be side by side. And too often, we're trying to put our women in the background. That's why the enemy is getting the advantage. And once I fessed up that I messed up, then God brought restoration. Then God brought regeneration. Then God brought rededication into our lives. And I'm very careful to tell everybody the same thing. There is no problem too big that God cannot fix. There is no sickness too far gone that God cannot heal. There is no monetary problem too overcoming that God can't straighten it out. I take joy in paying my bills. I take joy in knowing that the God that I have is enough. Don't get me wrong. I don't want God. Watch this, and I know this is going to hurt too. I don't want God. I don't want God. I don't want God to erase my debt. I am a good steward. And if I created the bill, I need to pay that bill. I don't want God to wipe nothing. Lord, listen, let me work just like I created that bill. Now let me work to eliminate that bill. That's what a good steward says. That's what a righteous steward says. Because if the cattle on the hills belong to him, I'm not looking for any freebies. We're in a society now where we're raising up saints that only want freebies. God is getting ready to wipe this. God is getting ready to erase it. No, Lord. No, 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 no. See, that's the reason why when you're saying, Lord, take away this mountain. That's why he keep handing you a shovel. You know why? Because you created the mountain. That's why he gives you a shovel. When you say, Lord, you told me I had the power to speak into this mountain and for this mountain to remove. And then he says, yeah, you do. Huh? Take this shovel. Now get to work. Get to digging. Because you created that mountain of debt. You created all of the overspending. And I need for you to learn a lesson that it's not about trying to keep up with the Joneses. It's not trying to prove to everybody else how anointed you are. But when you work and you do it as unto the Lord, people will wonder, how are they doing that? Amen. I ain't got good credit. I don't need good credit. I need Jesus. Many folks are going into debt now because lying prophets are telling them, go get those loans, go get those contracts, go get this, go get that. And then when they can't pay their tithes, they're ready to speak a curse on them all over again. You see the double standard. It's time for us to get real. Hey, God bless you. Brother Kenny Townsend with the Moments of Inspiration Ministry. Myself and my wife, Lady Mildred Townsend, only Lady Mildred, not first lady, not second lady, only lady. We love you with the love of the Lord. We are your servants. Listen, if you need us to help you out in ministry or anything else, there is no fee. There is no charge. Amen. I can't get around like I used to. Because like I told y'all, there was a time when my name was ringing on every corner. Been there, done that. I ain't with that now. I want to see the manifestation of the Lord. I want to see miracles. And when I say miracles, I'm not talking about the manifestation of hoodwinking and making something to be appear. I'm talking about you being able to pray and says, I anoint my eyes, I anoint my head, I anoint my knees and tell arthritis to go in the name of Jesus. You have that ability to do that. We've made gods out of people a little too long. We've made gods out of the prophets a little too long. We've made gods out of the auxiliaries a little too long. And this is the reason why we are not seeing anything. So you know what? Now we're settling for the God of silver and gold. We've been in the wilderness, and we've become just like the people while Moses went up into the mountaintop. Now you know what it is. We're saying, make us another God now. Now we're looking to the God of money. People are talking about money more so than anything. That has become a God, and God ain't pleased with that. Let us continually look to the Lord. God will continue to supply our need. When gas went up, everybody started crying. And I said these words, if gas, don't worry about it. If gas can't go higher than God's throne, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Did you hear what I said? If gas, the price of gas cannot go higher than God's throne, you ain't got nothing to worry about. I'm here to tell you, I had a debt with the Internal Revenue Service. And I wanted to pay that debt off. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I want to pay this debt. I want to pay this debt. And I had owed them for a long time, and they was taking money out of my check month after month, month after month. And I'm talking about they must have took out about $20,000 and talked about I still owed them. And I said, Lord, this ain't right. I done paid my money. See, I take joy in paying my debts. I take joy in that. And I'm here to tell you, God worked it out where they say, you done paid enough. We're eliminating this. Had another situation where I owed like $900 on the debt. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, listen, I desire to pay this. because you made me a good steward with what you gave me. I'm not looking to. Think about, and I said this kind of jokingly, but think about how many of the so-called false prophets and leaders that if they got ready to say, okay, I need y'all to sow a seed of $118, and they said, no, prophetess, we believe in God for debt cancellation. They'd be speaking curses on them right about now, wouldn't they? Come from under that spell. Come from under that spell in Jesus' name. Come from under that spell in Jesus' name. Because, listen, God holds us accountable. To him that has much, much is required. To him that has much, much is required. And when God uses people to sow into my life, God holds me responsible as a leader to go right back out there and to sow into the people's life. And watch this. I ain't going to publicize it. I'm not going to show you whose life I'm pouring into, and I'm not going to show you who's pouring into my life, because that's between me, them, and God. Amen? 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 But when I take what you bless me with and I show folks on Facebook, I done stripped your reward. That's your job to do that. Amen. If you wrote me back and said, Bishop Townsend, it was a blessing that you prayed for me and God did this, it ain't my job to show everybody else how God worked through me and gave you the blessing. That's between you. Put it on your page. Put it on your own page and say, God used the man of God to bless me. That ain't for me to try to get glory from God. No, 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 no. This is the problem. We're going backwards instead of forward. So God bless you all. That's why you're still thirsty. You're not drinking from the living waters. But Jesus said, if you drink from these waters, you'll never thirst again. And I present those living waters to you today. How do I do that? Number one, brothers and sisters, realize where you are. See, these people speaking blessings on liars, cheaters. I see God blessing y'all. I see God opening up doors for you, and you still lying. You still cheating. You still whoremongering. You still adulterating. You still doing all this, and yet God going to bless all of you just because you're on my page. Don't you know that's hype? Don't you know that's mesmerism? That was constructed by a man named Anton Mesmer, and Anton Mesmer was the father of hypnotic spells. You better hear what I'm telling you. Anton Mesmer was the father of hypnotic spells, and we're putting people into hypnotic induction. And see, you don't understand that, though. God ain't finna bless all of these adulterers, liars, and book deals and this, that, and the other. That's what the world does. But now watch this. Why don't I hear them saying, God is about to bring a spiritual anointing on you that is going to cause every yoke to be destroyed. God is going to bring such an anointing, watch this, that the very aura and the personification of who you are is going to cause the crack dealer to come. Don't hear that about that. The crack dealer is going to come running to you saying, what must I do to be saved? Oh, no, no, no. Don't hear about that. All we hear about book signings and deals and store ownership and this, that, and the other. And Jesus is getting ready to come. And yet, we're not able to tell the difference between a real saint and one putting on the job. I'm closing with this. I told y'all once before, without discernment, you're not going to know the truth. They had a series come on where this man was an alcoholic. This man was a sinner. He was a smoker. He was this. And they went around parading themselves, listen to me carefully, as faith healers. Some of y'all might have seen that series. The sad part about it that broke my heart, they went to apostolic Pentecostal churches. And they went up in there with their facade and their masquerade, and nobody had discernment to know nothing. They got in there and spoke in their little made-up tongue, but nobody had discernment. They came up there, brother, come. You, yeah, let me pray for you. Well, what's your problem? Oh, I got pain in my knee. God's going to heal that knee. A sinner laying hands on another man. What caused them to be healed? It wasn't a sinner. Their own faith in the sinner caused them to be healed. But yet, nobody had discernment to see that these were charlatans, fake. Like many of you ain't even got discernment on Facebook, and you following these charlatans, you following these fake people that ain't telling you the truth about getting right, go with God and sackcloth and ashes. And more importantly, they ain't telling you that if you are a born-again believer, you got power to say, lupus, take your hands off of me. Cancer, I bind you up and I command you to die at the root. And watch this. not only die at the root, change your eating habits to ensure that it die at the root. Look how y'all getting quiet on me. Prophet gonna tell you the truth. God wants you to know the truth. My battery finna go, y'all. I got to go. I love you in Jesus' name. The devil is not forced to change that the power of God cannot break. Come on, share this with God's people. They need to know. It's time for you to come up out of bondage. It's time for you to be broken from. If you really want to know what Python is, if you really want to know what Leviathan is, it's the things that these false prophets are doing to keep you subservient to them and to keep you going in your pocket for them. That's what Python is. That's what the squeeze is. No dope dealer wants to get put off of his patrol. They don't want to lose their spot, huh? A pimp gets upset when you go to that woman and said, baby, don't let this man be pimping you like that. Don't let him do that to you. Your body is precious. That pimp gonna get upset. You don't think that false prophet gonna get mad when they get exposed about what they're doing? They're gonna get upset. That's why Jesus said they're going to cast you into prison. They're going to kill you because the devil knows he ain't got but a short time. So God bless you in Jesus' name. Please share this. Please share this. It's time for people to wake up. You got to help snap them up out of this hypnotic spell that the enemy has demanded. You have the power. Watch this. You don't have to be a bishop. You ain't got to be an apostle. Amen. You may not even be speaking in tongues like everybody else. But don't sell the Holy Ghost short. John was filled with the Holy Ghost in his mama's womb. And the Bible doesn't tell us he spoke in tongue in his mama's womb, but he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And if you are professing to be filled with it, when the time comes, you can speak in tongues. Now, the problem is you're trying to sound like the prophetess and the prophet and the apostle. And so you're figuring, if I don't sound like them, so you're going on people's YouTube pages and you're going on Facebook pages and you're listening to them so you can copy and mimic their tongue. And I'm here to tell you, you're entering into demonic elements. That's why I fell out with the modern day church. Everybody had the same copy made up tongue. And I said, Jesus, I don't want that one. I want the one that fell on the day of Pentecost. I want the one, okay? Watch this. When the Holy Ghost comes, you're not going to speak in an unknown tongue. If you're a black man, you might end up speaking Swahili or Russian. If you're a Russian, you might end up speaking Arabic. See, we're not being taught right. And because we're not being taught right, people don't know what the Holy Ghost is. They don't know what the anointing is. It's time for us to bring back the truth. And see, this is what real teaching is about. This is what real anointing is about. Bringing people back to the truth. And it's called spiritual reformation. Bringing you back to the truth. Hey, I love you in Jesus' name. Help to bring people back to the truth. They're going to get angry. But you know what? You can't fight the truth. The truth stands on its own. You can't destroy the truth. The truth stands on its own. You can't destroy the anointing. The anointing stands on its own. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Now I'm going to open that phone line because I know right about now you've just been really blessed by the word of God. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Somebody says, well, Bishop Townsend, I would like prayer concerning the things that you said because I want to walk in that same type of anointing that God has for me. 318-484-2500 is the number to call if you'd like to call in. You might like to call in for prayer. That's also available for you to do. But again, it is time for the body of Christ to realize where we are. Jesus Christ, there is no deficit with him. I don't care what's happening in the world, but there's no deficit with Jesus. Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
It's Bishop Townsend. This is Cornelius White from Alexandria.
Yes, sir.
Great message and everything. I'm wishing you and all the fathers and future fathers a happy and blessed Father's Day on tomorrow and everything.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy blessed Juneteenth too. So that was a great message. That's all I can say.
Yes,
after
sir.
After you mess up, just fess up.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's all God requires of us. That's it. Case in point. But don't meet me there. Beat me there.
All right, Pastor. God bless you.
God bless you. All right. 318-484-2500 is the number to call. Amen. You know, sometimes we've just got to get back to the nitty-gritty and bring people back to the realization of what God really expects of us. You understand? When you love somebody and you're concerned about them, You know, I didn't understand, you know, why daddy whooped me and this, that, and the other. But now I understand. He didn't whoop me because I was bad. He whooped me because he saw the good and the potential that I had. This is the reason why Jesus had patience with Peter. He saw the spirit. Now, even though he was walking with Jesus, Jesus could yet still see the spirit that was trying to overtake him. That's why he said, Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. Get behind me, Satan. You calling Peter a devil? I see what's trying to overtake him. And when you hear me preaching and teaching like this, it's because I see what spirit is trying to overtake the church. But Satan is a lie. This blood-bought, redeemed church of Jesus Christ will not go under. Just as the word of God says, it will accomplish everything that it says. You and I shall be what God said that we are. We will be that. But it's going to take instructors to bring us back to that place because, again, a little leaven will always leaven the whole lump. A few small foxes will destroy the vine. You can call in now, 318-484-2500. Maybe you'd like to share on what you heard. Maybe you'd like to give a testimony. Maybe you just like to call in for prayer, 318-484-2500. I'm telling you all, amen, God is good. Amen. In regards of Father's Day, I celebrate every day as unto the Lord. Amen. I just can't, when God has given me 365 days, I just can't take one day. Amen. And I understand that, you know, people say, well, this is a day that they set aside. Well, God set aside every day for me. And he said, this is the day that the Lord has made. I got to rejoice and be glad. And every day is a day to celebrate. I guarantee you, if you want to start getting out of poverty, if you want to start getting out of circumstances and situations, start thinking like that. This day is a blessed day. This day is a prosperous day. This day is a day for healing and transformation. When you began to, the Bible said, be ye transformed by the renewing. You cannot continue to put old wine in new skins. Neither can you put new wine in old skin. There's got to be transformation to your mind so that you can experience the vastness of who God is. 318-484-2500. If you wait to the last minute, I will not be able to take your call. I promise you I won't. Amen. But I know you've been sitting back enjoying the word of God, and that's what it takes. It takes the pure, unadulterated word of God to bring us back to that place so that we can be that church without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. And yes, we are up under that mesmerism, that hypnotic spell has many people bound. Amen. And I'm not scared to say this. Many people give more glory to their pastors than they do to Jesus Christ. That is idolatry. I don't care how much they tell me, Bishop Townsend, I love your teaching. Oh, my God. You know, you break that word down. And I stopped him right there and says, No. Stop. God breaks the word down. The Holy Ghost breaks it down. That's the problem. Amen. We've exalted our own horn. And if you're not careful, that Luciferian spirit has jumped on many pastors already. Amen. That spirit of Diotrephes has jumped on them to where they think it's my way or the highway. No, that's not God's chosen pastor. Those are disasters. Because a pastor after God's own heart is going to always reverence the Holy Ghost and keep him in the center of all of our will. We want to be in the center of the Holy Ghost's will at all times. It ain't about me. It ain't about the leaders. I don't care. Listen, let me share something with you. I don't care how big or how small your church is. If the Holy Ghost is there, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty for you to grow. There is liberty for you to be transformed. There is liberty for you to be changed. And you ain't got to wait to die to be changed either. You ain't got to wait to die. You ain't got to wait to go to heaven. No. Transformation can happen right now. And the more that you decree that thing, the more that it's going to come to pass. Just like when you talk about, I'm going to get a new house, you put it into work, didn't you? When you got ready to say, listen, I want to be a homeowner or whatever I want to do, you went through whatever changes were necessary to get to that place where you could get that new home. If you had to repair your credit, you was ready to do it. And if you had to pay some bills off and everything that you had to do, you were willing to do that. But when it comes to the things of God, then we start making all kind of excuses. If we want that building, we'll do anything that they say. If they say that, listen, the payments got to be made on the 1st and the 15th. If you want that building, you're going to come up with a way to do it. But yet when it comes to pleasing God, the enemy got us making excuses. No, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I can and I shall do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I got a few minutes left. 318-484-2500. I know y'all enjoying this. I can hear it in the Holy Ghost that y'all enjoying this. Amen. But right now, I got a few moments left for prayer. If you wanted to call in for prayer, 318-484-2500. Amen. If you don't, now, if you wait till the last minute, now, you're going to hear the phone ring yourself. It's just going to be ringing. You're going to say, Bishop, pick up. No, I gave you a time. I got about 5 minutes. 5 minutes. I'm looking at the clock. I've got about 5 minutes. Amen. But the word is self-explanatory. You got to come from up under these spells. Many of you are up under what we call a self-defeating prophecies because mama told you that you all right, going to go to the prayer line. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
I'm DeJuan Baptiste calling from Mansfield, Louisiana.
This is who now?
DeJuan Baptiste.
DeJuan Baptiste.
Yes, sir.
Are you related to LaRon Baptiste?
Well, probably so, but I don't know all my people.
You don't know of all, though. So to what do we owe this great call this morning, Brother Baptiste?
Well, I heard you say something that caught my attention, and I've been preaching this for a while myself.
Uh-huh.
I've been telling people that it's not about the pastor. It's about God. You know, thank God for putting the pastor in position to lay his hands on you. You know, we thanking the wrong one. We thanking the apple for being sweet when we need to start thanking the tree that grew the apple.
Come on now.
And you proved a good point that, you know, it's not about the pastor. It's not about the church. It's about God putting them in position to
yes.
be there for you. We thanking the wrong people.
That's right,
and,
my brother.
And I just wanted to stress that point again. You know, I'm a little nervous, but I just wanted to let you know how I felt about that. That I'm straight on board with you on that. You know, we need to focus on the prize. You know, stop focusing on the side. You know.
Well, if I can be honest with you, Brother Baptiste, what it is it's a Luciferian spirit that has crept inside the church. And it makes everybody want to be recognized as some great one. It tried to get on Jesus' disciples, too. But he yeah. swiftly had to bring them back to the realization that, you know, you're treading on ground that you don't know. Two of the brothers came to Jesus and said, hey, Lord, when you get to your kingdom, can you grant me to sit on your left side and my brother to sit on your right side?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You know, everybody wants recognition. They want to be recognized more than what they're supposed to be when the truth of the matter is, as I said before, they didn't recognize Jesus because he didn't have on a fancy suit.
That's right.
He didn't have on clerical collars. He didn't have on a big gold chain hanging from his neck with a cross on it.
That's right.
When that woman asked him for the drink, she didn't know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And yet today, in the body of Christ, everybody that professes to be in the body of Christ now has to be looked upon as though we're great. So we got to, and please don't misconstrue what I'm saying. It's
mm-hmm.
nothing wrong with nice clothes.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with nice clothes. Nothing wrong with nice house. Nothing wrong with nice cars. But when we start putting more emphasis and we try to make people feel less.
Mm-hmm. Materialism.
I remember when I first started pastoring in Itabena, Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
I had a little old car. And one of the members came to me and said, you pastor now, you can't be coming up here in this little hoopty, parking this little hoopty up here.
Yes, indeed.
Mm. They was more concerned about keeping an image to people.
Yes, sir.
Than about souls coming inside the kingdom of God, my brother. But Brother Baptiste, thank you so much for your call, brother. I hope your nervousness is gone now.
It's inherited. I get it from my mama, but I just wanted to at least say a word just to let you know I'm listening. I listen to you every day. I'm 43 years old. I got an old soul. Everybody
yes.
say I'm ahead of my time. And
yes.
I just wanted to touch bases with you and let you know that, you know, I hear everything you're saying and I agree with everything that you're saying.
Amen. Well, keep us in your prayers. As a matter of fact, let me just close with a word of prayer with you, my brother. I feel led to pray.
Thank
Father,
you,
in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Brother Baptiste right now. And though he has openly confessed that nervousness runs in his family, but I come against it now in the name of Jesus, and I cancel the assignment of this nervousness that has been a part of his life, all of his life. Lord God, we ask now that you will touch him and give him the heart of a lion, that he will no longer operate in a spirit of low self-esteem or anything that will cause him to cower down. But Lord, let the regeneration of your Holy Spirit
regenerate him, and bring him to the place that he may operate in the things of the Holy Ghost. And I thank you that it is done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Bless you, Brother Baptiste. Love you in Jesus' name, man. I got to go. All right, y'all. I got to go. Thank God for you all. Amen. Listen, meet me at 1400 College Drive tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon. I know tomorrow's Father's Day. Father's got something special. But listen, we got to bring our men back inside the churches. We're losing our sons. We're losing our daughters. It's time for the men to step back up to the forefront. And if you are one of those men listening today, listen, you may not be in the church, but I'd like to see you show your face at the place where we congregate at. 1400 College Drive. You don't have to get dressed up. All denominations are welcome. All seats are free in Jesus' name.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has,